If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
There's a lot of confusion out there about how businesses can get their share of the $349 billion forgivable SBA loans that they say are available as of now. And as you heard Steve report on the news, some banks are saying they're not ready. They just received the guidance, you know, dozens and dozens of pages from the government. So we've asked Stephen Leahy, attorney, to tell us about this. He knows a lot about it. And Steve, where are we now? Are banks ready for this today or not?
The answer is no. They're not ready for it. And it's you kind of saw it coming because they only passed the law last week. And so when the government starts telling people, oh, yeah, we're going to have it done and we'll be ready next week, you kind of suspected that wasn't going to happen. So they've been touting this day. Friday is the big application day, and everybody's going to start putting their applications in. Now, this is kind of good news for people in the sense that you mentioned $349 billion, big money, right? Mm-hmm. But it's first come, first serve. So now, because it's going to be delayed, if you haven't heard about it, now's the time to get in line, to put your application in.
So how do you do that? Where do you go?
Well, you can go to the it's actually to any bank. You got to go to your regular bank. So you don't go to the SBA. You don't go, or you can. I help people do this myself. So if you go to all the information I'm going to give you here today, you can find it at federalcoronaloans.com. That's a website that I put up that has a summary of how this all works. You know, this whole program. It's called the Paycheck Protection Program, and that's the $349 billion that you mentioned.
Stephen, talk about the small business. How small? Who's eligible? Is everybody eligible? What if you are somebody who has like just one or two employees, or you're an independent contractor?
Great question, and this is what I keep getting because I've sent this out to my clients, and many of them said, "Well, you know, I'm not going to qualify," so I didn't even read the email. I'm like, "No, you do qualify. Independent contractors, self-employed people, they all qualify for this. So you don't have to be. It goes up to 500 employees, but if you're just an independent contractor by yourself, you can get this loan. If you're if you have a small business, I have an insurance guy who's just him and his wife, and he's the one that thought, well, I'm not going to qualify for this. No, you do qualify, so you can get in line and get your loan too. And remember, now you're going to get the loan. The loan is the amount of the loan is going to be two and a half times what your monthly payroll is, and then you can use that money for 8 weeks to pay your employees. You can pay your rent. You can pay your utilities. You can pay your health care costs. So, and then if you use the money just for that, it's going to be forgivable. It means you won't have to pay it back.
And what if you don't have any employees? Maybe you're an entertainer or you're doing a business at home online and it's just yourself.
That's your income. So whatever your income was last year, then you divide that by 12. Now, the most you can get is $100,000. So say you made, I had a gentleman who made $80,000. So divide that, multiply it by 2.5, it came out to be about $16,000. That would be his loan, $16,666. So that would be his loan. So he was a realtor. So same thing, right? So you figure out what he makes a year, divide it by 12, multiply it by 2.5. That would be your loan amount.
And did I hear this right, that if you have, for example, a chain of restaurants, you consider each one individually?
If they're a franchise. So if I'm a McDonald's franchise, and it depends on how you're set up, how your business is set up. So if you have different entities for each one, then the answer is yes, they'd be all separate, yes.
Is this all based on what you paid in income taxes last year or what your report was to the IRS in 2019?
Correct. So like a business like mine, we have, they call them 941 taxes. So your 941, what you've reported as payroll to the IRS, you use that. You know, the money, the documents that they're asking for, not very complicated, so they're not going to kill you with paperwork to get this loan.
And who, let's see, I'm so confused about so much of this, Stephen.
I get it. And by the way, like all of us.
We'll repeat that website here in a minute or two where you've posted all of the information. Do you have to repay it or not?
The answer is no. As long as you use it for those purposes that I described to you, pay your employees. The whole purpose of this is to keep people working. So they want you to keep your employees. So pay your employees. You can pay your rent, as I mentioned, and your utilities. So, you know, as long as you're using the money for that purpose, then that loan's going to be forgivable. But again, you won't have to pay it. And here's another thing, that it's not going to be any personal guarantees. There's no collateral, so you don't have to. So they're not going to come after you. Even if they decide that you didn't use the money for what you were supposed to, they're still not going to be able to come after you for it personally. And here's another thing. When they forgive it, it won't be taxable, because sometimes forgivable loans would be taxable as income.
Is this this pot, going to run out? Or when they get down to the lower numbers, are they going to pass another part of this bill?
Well, I think that they passed this when they thought that we would be back up in April 15th. So I suspect that there's going to be another round of this. But the pot is very big. It's $349 billion, as we mentioned. And a lot of people are already in line. So you got to get in line to get your end. It will run out, and I would suspect, fast. Although that's a big number.
And as far as being eligible for this, is there a top cap for businesses and also for individuals when we're talking about the stimulus?
Well, it's 1 to 500 employees, so it's fairly large, and the loans go up to $10 million. So a big number.
But I mean, is there a cap? If your business is making a certain amount of money, are you not eligible? If you're making a certain amount of money, are you not eligible?
Again, the most you'll get is $100,000. So if you're a one person shop and you're making $200,000, you won't be able to get that $200,000. You'll get $100,000 based on $100,000 income. So you won't get the $100,000. You get $100,000 divided by 12 times 2.5.
Okay, and one more thing. I'm still unclear about, do you go, and I'll repeat the information that you've put up there, but I mean, aside from that, are you supposed to go to an SBA website to register and apply, or are you supposed to go to a bank?
You're supposed to go to a bank. The application is available. The SBA application is available, so you can get the application online. This is being distributed by banks because they figure there would be much quicker if you go to a bank rather than the government. And you would think that that's the case.
All right, Stephen, give us that website again where you've posted all of the information we've talked about and more.
It's federalcoronaloans.com.
Got it. Federalcoronaloans.com.
That's it.
Stephen Leahy, attorney at law, thanks for helping clear up some of this, and hopefully people will take advantage of this money. It sounds like a pretty good program right now.
Absolutely. Keep your employees working and keep yourself working. The small businesses is the backbone of this country, and we need to save them. And that's what this program's all about.
Yep, no kidding. All right, Steve. Thanks. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye now.